Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everyone? How's everyone? This is a beautiful afternoon. Today, our topic will be Kwanzaa. So, today in Kwanzaa is the fifth day of Kwanzaa, which other known is Nia, which means purpose. And because of that, we're going to be talking about the purpose of our show here. Amel, take it away. Okay. Our purpose of this show is building and the helping our community. And we'll be running in this one to our mom.
Hey guys, welcome back to Kitty Tales. We're back for a brand new podcast season with Ross McConnell and Ramel. Ross is now 10 years old. Ramel is 8 years old. And they're going to tell you all about their experience with Kwanzaa, with Christmas, with the year 2022. We're about to hit a new year, guys. What's the new year, Ramel?
2022.
What's the new year going to be?
2023.
That's right. All right, Ross. What are you looking for the new year?
Mostly, I want to see if I could build as much stuff as I can. I recently have been uploading on this channel called Ross and Mamel, and hopefully, during the new year, maybe I can make cooperation on all my 2022 videos, and I can make a whole, maybe I can make a whole set of videos on 2023 because of summer break.
That's my goal this year.
So how's your 2022 going, Ramel? What's 22 is over. Well, how was the year for you?
It was awesome. Just as sad that it's going to be going away.
What did you guys do? Where did you go for vacation?
New York.
NYC. What did you do in New York City?
Down in New York City, we went to many different places, like the New York City. After we went to New York, we went to New York City. We managed to go to this little shop, and that's like an M&M type shop. We got this really cool like little M&M holder that we could deposit M&Ms from. Got to choose what M&Ms we want. Mom also booked a trip to the Statue of Liberty, which I kind of had doubts on. But after we went there, all my worries faded away. The Statue of Liberty is probably the coolest and tallest thing I've ever seen other than a skyscraper.
That's so awesome. So I know you guys are homeschooled since the pandemic. It's been a while since you've been on the show. How's it been homeschooling? You're not in a school building. You're with GCA. Ramel, come. You actually never really experienced the school building. You only went to the school building for one day, and you've been homeschooling ever since this COVID-19 pandemic has started. How do you feel being homeschooled, Ramel?
It's good. The only bad part of it is like sometimes I just have to, you know, sometimes I just start to like do work, right? And sometimes it's complicated, but the good part about it is my parents are here, so they could just tell us.
Yeah, we're called the Learning Coach. The Learning Coach is here to help you if you're having any struggles while you're homeschooling. But you've been doing very well, Ross McConnell. How have homeschooling been for you at GCA?
Pretty cool. No, there's one thing I did notice, though, was my teachers are way less grumpy, cranky as my teachers inside the school building. This is because they know that they don't have to drive all the way to a school building and have to teach a class full of kids. Well, I mean, they still kind of do, but we're still on a computer. They get the feel the comfort of relaxing inside the home. You know, they can drink water from their own home and not from some shady school building.
Yeah, but are you missing any connections with classmates?
I mean, I wouldn't say I am, but there are some friends that I do miss, like Pedro and Anthony. I used to play with them a lot at the playground. We used to do front flips stuff.
Right. So it's, you know, you don't have to get as much fun with the classmates this time. But what about when do you make any friends homeschooling, like with any classmates? Or have you made any friends that way?
Yes, two of them are Nyla and Matthias. Another one is Uma. Matthias plays on the PS5, which I also do. Well, plays on the PlayStation, which I also do. And so that means we can communicate during, like, off break and stuff and break times.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Guess what? You have a cousin who's have a birthday today. Your cousin Olivia has her birthday today. Can someone say, can you guys say happy birthday?
Happy birthday, Olivia.
Awesome stuff. Can you say
happy birthday?
Yay. All right, so you guys were talking about Kwanzaa. Did you guys celebrate Christmas this year?
Yes, we did.
All right, and now for Kwanzaa, what's today, you said? What was today's principle?
Nia.
And what does Nia mean, Ramel?
Purpose.
And what does purpose mean to you, Ross McConner?
Purpose means to me is the reason why I live. The purpose and the reason that I live is because is to be a builder and the mostly make people smile. I'll try anything to make someone that's down happy. And I'll also try to build like really cool stuff. So this is like a practice for me in the future. Where in the future, I would now be able to build buildings, use cranes professionally because I have more experience than them when I was younger. Well, not cranes. I don't have experience with them.
Well, it's important to at least know that you want to have some sort of purpose in life, some sort of goals, and especially, you know, building and developing on yourself and working within your own community, right? All right, so let's talk before the show ends. Like, you guys are homeschool on break right now. How's your break been? Did you guys get any cool gifts for Kwanzaa or Christmas that you want to share?
So your father got a Naruto toy, right? Mm-hmm. Then, guess what? I got Naruto cup. I got a Naruto cup, and my brother got a Sasuke cup. That's the tool part. Basically, Naruto awaited. I don't really like Naruto, just saying that right now. Personally, I do not really like Naruto that much. But one thing that I do like is Rubik's Cube. I'm getting I just got a 3x3 Rubik's Cube. I also got a soft, squishy Rubik's Cube, an Infinity Rubik's Cube, and a Spinner Rubik's Cube. The only bad thing about that is the 3x3 broke. I think my brother broke it, so that sucks. But it doesn't really matter.
I'm sure a lot of kids and parents could relate that around Christmas or Kwanzaa or any gifting time and season, holiday, birthday time when you receive gifts. Sometimes you don't even have it for a good week yet, and it breaks already. Oh, my gosh, that is the worst part. So it sounds like you guys are having a good time homeschooling, having a good time enjoying your holiday, had a good time vacationing for the year. You know, it sounds like you went to a lot of cool places, did some cool things.
Yeah.
So that's good. So now you're looking for 2024 to 2023 and your new second semester back in school. And I hope all the boys and girls out there are ready for that as well. Did you guys do anything cool today? I know I've made you guys have a little challenge today. Do you want to share it with your listeners?
This challenge was really cool. Like, it was like a super cool challenge, okay? So this challenge was, my mom would drive me to the Family Dollar. She would park outside of the Family Dollar, right? And me and Ramel, I would receive $20. Me and Ramel would now go to, Happy Dollar? Family Dollar, so I could buy a hanger. And each hanger costs like $1.25, but those were the kitty hangers, which is kind of a problem. But it all will fix itself in the future. All right, Ramel, let's hear your experience. It was cool. Everything was actually really sick. I just walked in, no mom or nothing. Just me and my brother. We just walked in for hangers, but just for titties, hangers. So my mom was like, oh, okay. Well, we should decorate our room, so, like, it's okay. So now we got, like, different stuff, like talkies and, like, some food. And then now we're coming back, and this makes me watch it. Life is good. That's a lot? Well, there's one thing that happened, though. Well, I thought that every single hanger was, like, five, which it wasn't. The two hangers I got was seven, like a pack of seven hangers, and the third one was a pack of five, which really sucked. But that means I had to pay extra money, but it doesn't really matter.
All right, so that was a fun experience. So mommy actually let you guys go into the grocery store, to the Family Dollar by yourself to see if you were going to be able to pick out my item that I wanted and pay for it. And you guys were able to get treats as well, where Ramel was able to buy himself his Takis, and Ross was able to get some candy, some chocolate, some Kit Kat, and then they paid, and they came out in the car and bought my change back. And I thought that was so grown up of them and so responsible of them to actually be big boys and walk around in a store and take the things that they needed and paid. And it taught you a lot of, you know, self-discipline,
yeah,
how to be responsible and how to, you know, get things done at an early age. So what are some of the chores that you guys have to do around the house before we close out the show?
What we usually do is, mom would put clothes on the couch, right? And then we would grab the clothes and bring it upstairs in our room, put it in our drawer.
Oh, so your laundry. You mean I would fold your laundry and you have to put your laundry away? Cool. What else, Ross McConnell? What do you guys have to do as a chore?
Most of the time, you would have to take out the trash. That's one of our biggest chores that we do. So what we would do is...
You guys got one more minute left, so hurry up.
All right. So what we would do is we would take out the trash bag out of the bin, tie the trash bag, bring it to the green trash bag, put it inside the green bin, and then we would just grab a trash bag to put inside the trash, and then
cool. All right, so the show is wrapping up. Can you tell the listeners when they can find you back again next one?
Friday
at 4. All right. Thanks for listening.
I'm going to say one real quick thing. Make sure to subscribe to Watching Ramel. It's me and my brother's personal channel.
On YouTube. And also make sure you follow us on Blog Talk. Bye.
Say bye, Ramel.